Hello, hi, I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote for the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
You're going to vote, definitely? Thank you. And in the 2020 election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And, okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you race, white, African American, black, Hispanic, or Latino?
I'm mixed. Is there an option for that?
I'm sorry?
I'm mixed, black, and Asian.
Okay, mixed race, thank you. Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress more focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Making college more affordable, 0 to 10.
I would say 10.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy, 0 to 10.
I'll say 8.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
I'll say 3.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, correct.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
I'll say 80.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 100.
I'll give it the same number, 80.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA, 0 to 100.
60.
Thank you. Moving right along. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on the scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. 0 to 10.
10.
10?
10, yes.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication, 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Is there a neutral option?
No. It's just support or oppose.
I'll just say somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of what you said on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
More benefit.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of what you said on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one is prohibition, an approach to focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. The second one is harm reduction, and approach to focus on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you agree with? First one or second
one? The second one.
Thank you.
Second.
Now I'd like to reach some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouses operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why this disadvantaged community should be imprisoned. Banning this product will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10, agree or disagree? You strongly agree or do not agree at all, or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
I'm sorry?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition does not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and population, suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. This ban would only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, but we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Sure, 10.
As in agreeing or?
Do you agree or disagree? Yes. Sure, 10.
Agree, yes.
The strongly agree, somewhat agree, or what number would
somewhat.
You give me on that? Somewhat agree?
7. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we are almost done. Sometimes over the course of the service, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or force a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and older? Do you support or oppose?
I don't support. I do not.
You oppose?
I oppose the ban.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of what you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It has no impact.
Thank you. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Beer, yes or no?
No.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
No.
Heat, not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Soda, pop, yes or no?
Yes.
Wine, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarette or vapor or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, we almost done. We are 90%. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm currently in college right now. I graduate in December.
And that's for a BA or an associate's?
BA.
BA?
BA.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Anyone with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your week, and you were great. Thank you so much. Take care. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.